Now behind the bench with Dan Price, the head coach of the Victoria Royals, coming off a 3-1 loss in Vancouver against the Giants. What's your take on this one? What did you like about the group, and what didn't you like about the game?
Biggest factor in the game for me was Vancouver's compete level. I thought it was tremendous. I mean, they blocked every shot. They were diving in front of pucks. They were cheering each other on the bench. They were all around our net. That was a team that was really going for it. And we did at times, but being totally honest, I don't think to a man, every player in our room would say that we went for it in quite the same way as far as throwing ourselves in front of pucks and being around their net absolutely as much as we could. You know, that was just straight competition, team versus team. And I thought they competed very hard. And I think we have more to give, to be totally honest.
Two late goals in the first to kind of seem to turn the tide a little bit. It seemed to give the Giants even more life there at the end of the first.
Yeah, very good job by them to capitalize on those two opportunities. You know, obviously the shot through on the power play was a great tip by JD. Credit to him for standing in front of the net, as we talked about. Important when you're in a competitive situation like that. The face-off in their O zone, our D zone, late in the first period, you know, their player worked hard to get through and put pressure on our D, create the turnover, and then you know, a quick shot through from the point that we didn't block. So again, great job by them, and we didn't do a good enough job.
Outhouse 16-17 in the second gives a chance for you guys to come back. But what was Vancouver doing right to stymie you guys in the third period?
So in the third, I thought it was a more even period. In the second, I thought we turned it over quite a bit right around our line or in the neutral zone, and that kind of tilted the ice in their favor. But in the third, I thought we did a better job of just playing a little bit more fundamentally sound, and that kept the period more even for sure. We also had some chances at the end. You know, that was good to see late in the game, and with the goalie out, we had some chances. But you know, sometimes the hockey gods don't rule in your favor, especially when you're not doing all those fundamental things that we talked about.
And I guess the best part is a chance to get back on the horse again and right back at her the next night, right?
Yeah, that's true, and I really do believe if we play better, play with more desperation and more tenacity, play an uglier game, that we can hopefully have a good result tomorrow. But it's going to take a lot of effort in that way and just very ugly, dirty areas.
Thanks for this, Dan. Best of luck in the back half of the two-game set.
Thank you very much.